Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in with the shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few twins. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living like that, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. Spitting like a porn star when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Yeah, what's going on, family? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, holding it down, All Bars Radio. Miss Dickie Bars will be with us shortly. 347-857-4302 is definitely a number you want to call up to contact us, rock out with us, voice your opinions on tonight's topics, you know. And I'm not going to front, I'm real amped about tonight's playlist, you know. Nikki Bars contacted me today, said she wanted to go throwback, so. You know me, at Pre-Game Radio, we thrive on the throwback, so I'm real excited. You know, I'm going to hit you guys with some stuff, you know, from the 90s, a great era in hip-hop, you know. So let us know what you want to hear. If we got it, we play it, you know, so definitely hit us up. And definitely keep up with us on Twitter, Brooklyn Black at How's Your Head Game. You know, and the chat room's definitely open for everyone tuned in online. Just scroll down to the bottom left-hand. Excuse me, bottom left-hand corner of your screen. You know, just join the chat. Have some fun with us. All right, I think I may get started just a little early. You know, but we'll definitely be right back. Hit us up. It's All Bars Radio coming live and direct. And even before I get into that, I want to hit you guys up, give you guys a couple shout-outs that, you know, like Nikki Bars on, that I try to keep to her format. Big shout out to everyone over at GX Media, also the homie Basquiat, everyone over at Lady Still Pink, Grants Still, you know, they've definitely been rocking with Pre-Game Radio forever, you know what I'm saying, so definitely big shout out to them. And, you know, the list just goes on. I want to give a shout out to Ed, give a shout out to everyone over at Ellis Ashbrook, one of the dopest indie bands out there. So if you ever have a chance, you know, look them up, Google them, Ellis Ashbrook. Definitely big shout out to them. Big shout out to everyone over at Big Boy Management. They're definitely out there doing their thing. Nikki Boss, what's going on?
How are you doing?
You know, just chilling, wait for you to get here and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of still, you know, resting and whatnot, but What's up? How you doing?
I'm good, chilling. You know, I was trying to keep with your format, you know, giving my shout outs and all that.
It's gonna be good. I heard you. That's what it is, yes. And hello there, all you lovely listeners. Yes, it's your girl, Nikki Vibes in the building. And since Black started giving out her shout outs, you know, I always like to start off my show for giving out some shout outs. So shout out to the All Barbs movement, the All Barbs promoters, the All Barbs, the Barbs at Angel Loves Tweets, the owner. Let's give a shout out to, let me see if I get it right. So what's a fan? I said it right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the co-owner of All Barbs. And shout out to Mr. Crispy, one of the All Barbs promoters. That's why he's going to be rocking out with me tonight. Shout out to Evil Monte, Famous Cloud, the Tongue Pleasure. Shout out to Slutty White. Haven't heard from Slutty in a long time on the show, but he definitely does call him. I mean, he does hit me up on Twitter, so I can't complain about that too much. And, tonight, let him know, Black, you're taking it back. We're doing the old school thing tonight.
Yes, I'm amped about it. I already got the first track ready to go, so, of course, we're taking it old school, so everyone that came up in the 90s, the show is for you. And I just got a whole lot of other tracks and stuff. But let us know what we're talking about tonight, though.
I'm going to let you know what we're talking about. But at first, I'm kind of curious to hear. Before I start talking, I do want to get into commercial. I want you to play one of the old school songs. Just so that way, give me a little bit of time to fill up all my information over on this. And so I'll let you know what I'm talking about. But one of your old school tracks. Let's see if I can guess who this was, who this is, and see if I know about it. So whenever you're ready, let's get it.
Well, the first one, I'll take it easy on you. You should know it as soon as you hear it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, this is for everybody, 95, 96. I already know how we did it back then in New York, and we'll be right back. It's All Balls Radio. Give me 1 second, still loading up, getting ready to go.
I ain't
Suck
got
ass.
No motherfucker.
So I fucked
friend.
Your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Hey,
West Side, bad boy killer. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules.
I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made
yeah,
ass
yeah,
bad
yeah,
boy.
Fuck
bitch.
Up, yeah.
Feel.
Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank White needs to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderer. And I ain't never heard of ya. Poisonous cat attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I yank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block. I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke a Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power. Tucked in my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour. I'll push back at this every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it and smiled. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker,
I'm from N.E.W. Jers with plenty murders occurs. No point to come. We bring the drama to all you heard. Not to check the scenario. Little scenes, I bring you fake G's to your knees. Copping pleases. Yo, little Kim is you coked up or doped up? Get your little junior wop a click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money crashing and mashing through Brooklyn with my click looting, shooting and polluting your block with 15 shots. Cock lock to your knot, outlaw mafia click, moving up another notch in your box top spots. Get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props brainstormed and locked.
Choose a beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alize with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean a caper, like a loke, with low season and a choke, huh, don't smoke. We ain't no motherfucking joke, dog, like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got a force as soon as the funk is popping off. Nigga, I hit him up. Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole junior mafia clique, dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fuck with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure, a heart attack. You better back the fuck up when you get smacked the fuck up. It's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gon' do this. Fuck Mob Deep. And as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you. Die slow, motherfucker. My phone make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and real niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple. You niggas laugh cause our staff got guns in they motherfuckers' belt. You know how it is when we drop records, they felt. You niggas can't feel it, we the realest. Fuck them, we Bad Boy killers.
Yeah, we are definitely back in the building. Had to start off something light. Give me 1 second, I'll bring up Ms. Balls back on. She's running back in. You know, I guess, had to handle some things, but we're definitely back a lot. It's All Balls Radio, 347-857-4302. And we're just here doing a damn thing, taking y'all back. So definitely hit us up. All right, let's see what's going on here. Bear type me 1 second, people, as I get Miss Bob set up and everything. All right, we got everything set up back in the building. Nikki Boss, do you think I came off too hard with hit him up?
No, that was cool. That was my shit. That was my shit. That was my shit. But you know what's so funny? Because one of my followers at Chris, Risky, he says, I bet you that Black do not play no Adina Howard's T-shirt and panties.
Yeah, I probably won't play it. That song ain't come out to 2000.
Oh my gosh, that shit is funny. Too funny. But before, shout out to all my followers too. Shout out to, I don't know if you're listening yet, but I'm gonna shout you out at Dame Hustle Great. Shout out to at Bad Guy and These Chick. Shout out to at Jada Vixen. And shout out to at Generous _male
Now, let me ask you. Is bad guy in East Chick really a bad guy in East Chick?
I'm going to fill her up right now. Hold on. Oh, man. Let's see what we checking out right here. At bad guy in East Chick. She's bad. She's cute. I'm definitely feeling her Ivy, you know. I'm loving her earrings and her smile. She's definitely pretty.
You know, people be false advertising on Twitter, so you know.
Yeah, no, they do. That's why it's always great. That's why it's such a blessing to be able to click on the Abby. You know what I'm saying? Because it happens to me a lot. You know, a lot of guys, they be so quick to hit up. I have just a game. And then they have such a spectacular name, like, you know what I'm saying, sexy chocolate 911 and shit. And when you close in the eye, it looks like Judas.
Yeah, you know, I'm just like, I get real skeptical.
I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, or maybe it was just that one picture that you chose to put in your Abby. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it happens. So you do got to click on the Abby whenever you are talking. You don't want to be talking to nobody that, you know, I should be talking about this shit every single day, because then technically that makes you a hypocrite.
True indeed.
But yeah, but you know, I always like to take it to Twitter every now and then, you know, when it comes down to the trending topics. And it was two topics that I came across on timeline today that I thought was interesting or whatever. One of them was hashtag if it was up to me. And then the other one was hashtag 30 songs on shuffle. And I'm curious to know, you know, what be on your shuffle. Because I know you listen to all different genres of music, and I know you play just about anything, but if I had to participate today in that topic, hashtag 30 songs on my playlist, I'm about to name like three, and I have to have, I don't know why, I have to have 50 Cent. Any it doesn't matter any one of his songs, they just have to be on my playlist, on my shuffle. Another song that I'm kind of digging now is what's that song by Brandy? Is it Brandy? Maybe We Could Fall in Love. That's it. Put it down. I'm put it down. You won't fall in love.
Okay. I even heard that, the Brandy featuring Chris Brown.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
that's a cool joint.
And I also like I like Touching You by Rick Ross. I listen to that a lot on my shuffle. So I named three songs that's definitely gonna be on my shuffle. I know they say hashtag, but if you had to participate in that blog, what would you say?
Well, I can tell you what's definitely on my playlist now. I definitely got some Michael Jackson on there. I definitely have I got Biggie, and I got a little mixture of everything. Like, I even got Paramore. You know, I dig Paramore. I dig Panic at the Disco. You know, I got a whole bunch of different music and stuff off in my playlist, so.
That's totally different from my playlist. But if you had to participate in hashtag if it was up to me, hashtag if it was up to you, what?
If it was up to me, if it was up to me, Soulja Boy would no longer have a record deal.
Damn, that was kind of harsh. Why are you picking on Soulja Boy, and why do you say that?
And it's not just Soulja Boy. His name was just, for some reason, the first one that just popped up into my head. But see, it's just like it's a lot of stuff now that's flying and getting airplay and somehow gaining a following that would not have passed. You know what I'm saying? Back in the 90s, it would have been just straight up called garbage, and that'd have been it.
So it was a few Soulja Boys would not have a record deal.
If it was up to me.
All right, well, hashtag, if it was up to me. I don't know. I'm gonna go with something, because this is something I really would have participated in if I had the time, and to me it is really interesting. But if it was up to me, a lot of people, like, if it was up to me, there would be no such thing as the whole private shit on Twitter. Like, you can't protect your tweets. Like, is Twitter? However that person wants to get at you, find you, say something to you, or even kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I hate the whole protecting of the tweet. So, that's what I'm going to say for now. I'm going to read a couple of some of the things that my followers said. Hashtag, if it was up to me, I would sleep 24 hours straight and be on the internet at the same time. Another one of my followers said, hashtag, if it was up to me, school would start at 11 and we'd eat Chick-fil-A for lunch.
Wow, I guess Chick-fil-A is really that serious.
It really is, though, and it sucks because I live in New York and there's no Chick-fil-A up here. And it's so crazy because it is so good. Them fucking waffle fries are the best.
Wow, like I said, it must be serious. I haven't had it. So
no,
I wouldn't know, but.
Somebody said, I thought this was cute. Hashtag, if it was up to me, my mom wouldn't have to struggle ever. Aww.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I thought that was cool. So another good one was hashtag, if it was up to me, there will be no such thing as drama.
But you know what? I may be playing devil's advocate here, but you gotta kind of have drama, kind of like you gotta have war, you gotta have evil, you gotta have bad shit. So when you have the drama-free days or the good days, you appreciate it that much more.
I didn't understand this one. Hashtag, if it was up to me. I guess it just must be a personal tweet, a sub tweet or something. Because it says, if it was up to me, you would have been robbed from time to time. I don't understand. Maybe that's personal. Like, is this scheming?
Wow.
That's crazy.
I don't know what to say about that one.
Maybe it's good, because I'm kind of just like, I don't know. But what I want to know is before, you know, we got some time before I get to my topic, because I know y'all all are, like, wondering when I'm going to talk about it. I am. But I want to know, like, Black, have you heard about Robert De Niro, like, confronting Jay-Z at a party?
Wait, you said what?
Robert De Niro confronting Jay-Z at a party.
Oh, yeah, yo. All right.
You don't have time for the reindeer games, guys.
All right, now, because I actually read about that, what happened with that, Robert De Niro was trying to reach out to Jay-Z because I guess Jay-Z had took on the task of coming up with the music or the soundtrack for the Tribeca Film Festival. And since both De Niro and Jay-Z are residents of Tribeca, for those who don't know where that is. That's in Manhattan, New York. And De Niro's trying to reach Jay-Z, trying to, you know, confirm, like, hey, is the song ready? Are you in the studio? Do you need extra time? Yada, yada, whatever, whatever. And Jay-Z never got back to De Niro. So they were at Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday party. And, by the way, shout out to Leonardo DiCaprio because he straight up turned his birthday party into a fundraiser and raised $500 for the people affected by Hurricane. So he definitely gets a shout out for that. And so, like I said, Jay-Z went to De Niro, and De Niro's like, yo, what's up? If somebody calls you six times, you know, you call them back, not calling somebody back. That's just straight rude. You know, Jay-Z tried to, like, joke it off, but De Niro wasn't having that. You know, like, oh, I don't call nobody back. He's like, nah, you don't. No, if somebody's calling you six times, you pick up the phone. Like, you call them back.
But, I mean, come on, like, De Niro, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I understand if somebody's calling you that many times within, after a certain amount of phone calls, you know, you didn't get a call back, like, I would understand that that person is plainly just ignoring me. Or he should know, come on, Jay-Z got a new baby. He's busy with Blue. He's still doing what he got to do. Like, it may take me weeks to get back to you, or I'll holler at you when I holler at you. I'm just saying, because for somebody to fucking tell me I called you six times, and it's just like, yeah, I saw that. Okay. If I don't have any intentions on getting, if, you know, getting back to you right then and there, if I don't feel like it's that serious or whatever the situation may be, I'm just saying.
You know, it all depends. Cause, like, you know, it's business. You know, he's trying to make sure everything was up and running because, you know, De Niro's on that committee. And Jay-Z signed on. It wasn't like they reached out to him, hey, do you want to do the music? No, he's like, yeah, you know what? I'll do the track and yada, yada, yada. So De Niro's just following up. You know, that's like me telling you, yeah, I'm going to take you to dinner tomorrow, and you call me tomorrow six times just to confirm, hey, we're going out to dinner, and I don't call you back. You know, so next time you seem like, yo, what the hell? I thought we were going out to dinner. I called you six times. And I go, oh, I don't answer my phone. I didn't hear that. Let's be for real. you ain't trying to hear that madness. If you know, we made plans to do something. You know, we made plans to get something done. And then when shit got to get done and you don't hear from me, you know, you don't think shit ain't right. How many times have you cussed me out because you called me before a show and you ain't get me on the phone?
Yeah, but I understand. I get what you're saying in that aspect only because, like, but you see what I'm saying? But, like, in that sense, though, when it comes down to the show, like, you know what I'm saying, you're the engineer, you know what I'm saying, majority of time, you primarily run majority of the shit, you know what I'm saying, so I can only directly talk to you about anything that's going on. I can talk to anybody else, they're going to tell me, okay, well, do this, do that, maybe need to call Black, you know what I'm saying, it all goes back to you. Them, there's a chain, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, Jay-Z's publicist, his, whoever done sent the message, pass the message, if Robert De Niro doesn't have his cell phone number personally. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of I'll get back to you when I get back to you. You, I have to look at it the same way. If you're, I don't know what you got going on at that time, so you could be busy, you could be dealing with something. When you get back to me is when you get back to me. Am I going to be heated for a little while? Yeah, but I'll get over it. I'm not making it a big issue.
I hear you. I guess we don't have to agree to disagree on this one, but we definitely got to call in the building. Let's see. Your last four digits are 1907. 1907.
Yeah, what's good? This is your boy, Ken. How y'all doing?
Ken, what's good?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Hey,
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Just trying to, you know what I'm saying, take life one day at a time. You know how it is.
I know. Like, long time no hear. Glad to hear that everything is, you know, okay, at least.
Yeah, It is. Yeah, last time I spoke to you was with the hurricane thing. I was trying to check if everybody was good. That shit was crazy, so.
Yeah, I know. You end up being stuck at work, right?
Mm-hmm. For 2 days straight.
Oh, my gosh. Poor Continental. For all my first-time listeners, and if everybody doesn't know, this is Kid Continental. He's definitely one of the all-virus promoters, so shout-out to him. And, you know, glad to hear you're okay, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, running how it's supposed to be running for the most part, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm just calling just to say what's up to y'all, because I haven't called in a very long time, so I'm just, I made it my duty to do it. Because, you know, I told, saying Spartan, he hollered at me and all that. So I was like, maybe I should call in. Talking about that, like, you know. So he was just checking up on me. So I made it my duty to call in, you know. So
that's what's up. And maybe I should call in. I'm going to go ahead real quick because I was going to. But before I do that, I just want to shout out to Brandy, though. Like, 18 years, she's, you know, celebrating her 18-year anniversary of the song I Want to Be Down. And I know everybody fucking knows that song,
mm-hmm.
I Want to Be Down. Shout out to her. She definitely came a long way. She was actually one of the people that I said I had to have on my iPod, my phone, a part of my cell phone. Shout out to Brandy. But I do, while you're on the phone, I do want to get into my topic. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted to know, like, why is it that people tend to change when they're in a relationship for a while? You know what I mean? Like, why is it that the things that they were doing before, they
mm-hmm.
no longer feel that they need to do now?
I mean, I guess it's coming from somebody that's been in a relationship for 3 years. I guess that it's just like you get used to the person. You think the person's not going nowhere. It's like that person becomes part of, like, your DNA, basically. It's like, damn, you're always there. But you know the person's not going nowhere, so you start just relaxing and not really caring about what you're doing, because it's like you could do anything. You done did anything in front of that person. So let's say, for instance, yeah, I used to go to the movies or go out to eat every week. After a while, you like, damn that, like, I'm tired of going out to eat every week. Like, either let's do something else, or that's the natural reaction to change it up. But some people don't change it up. Some people be like, you know what, I'm just not doing what I was doing anymore, and then they start doing less. And they start just thinking, what the hell with it? I'm just going to sit here and chill, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, but my whole thing, I kind of thought that way as well. But, like,
mm-hmm.
don't you think some of the things that, you know, you were doing before, and, you know, kind of like before when I met you, even when we settled down, you know, like, those are some of the things that kind of still, you know, kept the relationship going. So when you stop those things, don't you don't expect for the relationship to kind of alter or change?
I mean, I don't think that it's about expectation. I think it's a thing of you're just so been with that person. You've been with that person so long that basically it's just like, well, you know what I'm saying? You don't see no changes, period, because you don't, like, even if it was changes, let's say, like, you can't love a person no more, no less. You know what I'm saying? You've done been with the person for years. After a while, it's like the person's just dead. You know what I'm saying? So even if you was to do more, you would barely see it. Imagine you doing more for your partner, but you've been together for so long. Like, you ever heard of relationships where people get into arguments and they just argue all the damn time about dumb shit because they've been together around each other for so long or so much that they start arguing.
But you can love a person more, and you can also love a person less, and that could be due to the change in the relationship.
I mean, I don't see it like that, because even with my partner, like, we you know, with me, I'm one of them people, like,
well,
after a while, I got to trust it.
Maybe not in every situation, because that may not apply to you and yours.
Yeah, because with mine, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? We've been together for 3 years, and we got a child, so it's different. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, so what if, you know, you and your fiancé, she... always, every time y'all had sex, she's always, you know, gave you head. That was a part of sex. You know, like, that was her thing. Maybe it was before sex and after sex. And then once you guys tied the knot, you know, even on your fucking marriage night, you know, you didn't, she doesn't want to suck your dick no more. She doesn't, that's not what happened.
Yeah,
and
I would feel some type of way. Yeah, I understand what you're saying now, but my point is, like, because even with her, she started with my partner, she started going to school and everything else, and I started working. So what happened was, usually when we was always together, it was like we would see each other all the time, but now it's like we wouldn't see each other frequently. You understand what I'm saying? So it kind of was like, damn, we knew it was falling off, but it was nothing we could do. It's just like life took us for a turn. You dig what I'm saying? Because it's like,
do you think she would feel a certain type of way, you know, if you were to put it like this, so what if it was vice versa? You know what I'm saying? You were doing that before, you know what I'm saying, and now all of a sudden, now that y'all married or whatever the case may be, you don't go down on her anymore. Would it be wrong for her to want to step outside the relationship? And y'all could be newlyweds. Like, this could be something brand new, like y'all just had, and maybe about...
Hey, I'm sorry. No. Keep going.
No, because it's really serious. You know what I'm saying? There's people that go through certain situations, and this is something that, you know, is a realistic situation. You know what I mean? And what if, you know, these people, you know, what if y'all were only together for about, you know, married for about 2 to 3 months, and y'all newlyweds, and now all of a sudden, you know, you don't go down on her. Or she has to ask you, you know what I'm saying? And then when she does ask you, it's kind of like a little fight. And then when you do go down there, it's like somebody has a gun to the back of your head. So now, keep that shit. Hold it, because I don't want it. You know, like, cause if you don't do that, and it's gonna be like that, you know, she starts to feel a certain type of way. But now that's something that she's used to. She likes, and she feels like. It's so fucked up. Like, damn, like, you kind of tricked me, because I mean, she's probably not the type of female to date anybody that doesn't do that. You know what I mean? And you're doing it from before. So now that we're married and we're trying to plan a life together, a fucking life together, you don't want to do that. And that's something that, you know, I enjoy, I like, I want, I'm, you know, just as much as you.
Yeah, you know, you make a... It wouldn't be wrong. Like, you make a good point. Like, basically, I see the point that you're saying. You're saying, like, as of a point of not really anything jumping in the middle of it, but you just, as a person, getting lazy. Because really, with us, like, when me and my partner, we got lazy because of the things we had to do, because we're tired because of school and work and everything else. But the point you're making is a good point. Like, but yeah, I feel like it's wrong. I understand what you're saying now. So maybe I looked at it the wrong way a little bit.
I understand. Like, I mean, like, this is what I'm saying as far as, like, when people, like, you know, it's kind of like, damn, like, folks advertisement type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, you get, don't, I always say don't get too comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because you still have something in a relationship, and, like, once you're married, that's like a commitment, you know, for a lifetime. And you want to be able, and you're choosing to stick with this one person, like, so you don't want, you know, you don't want to lose that person's interest. You don't want to lose that person, you know what I'm saying, you know, in certain areas, in certain ways, because of, you know, you don't do the things that you used to do. Because I don't know if you pay attention, you know, you hear, you know, some niggas be like, damn, I want that old thing back, or they'll bitch and say, like, damn, like, she don't even do the shit that she used to do. You know what I mean? And those are some of the things that I believe can really, 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 really kind of alter a relationship and a marriage. But it's just like, I don't understand, like, why? Because you can't just also blame it on comfortability, because...
Yeah, sometimes it's usually just the person. Yeah, sometimes it's just the person just be like, all right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, fuck it, whatever. Like, I've never gotten like that, but, you know, this is my first real long, long, long relationship. 3 years is the longest relationship I've ever been in, so it's not really like that for me, but I've seen people, and it's kind of crazy, because I'll be sitting there like, when's the last time you got something? They'd be like 2 months. I'm like, damn, yo, you might as well just go somewhere else. I ain't even gonna lie. And this is coming from me, and I'm a gentleman, but goddamn, you gotta go somewhere else. This is real though.
You couldn't be mad at her for wanting to go somewhere else, or you couldn't be mad, you know, at her for saying, all right, like, or expecting her to just only, you know, accept it, like, especially if she voices her opinion. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I don't feel like certain things, like, how I feel like if you have to ask your man or your woman for head, like, if they don't give you head willingly, you have to ask for it, like, damn, that's crazy. Because to me, head shouldn't even just be, like, only given when it comes down to, like, when y'all about to have sex. You know, like, I feel like head should be given fucking randomly throughout, you know, or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see, like, fuck it. We watching a movie, and if you and I both notice that, like, the movie's starting to get boring, why not fucking, you know, like, you know, make your own or, you know, whatever. Like, I don't, so this is what I'm like, damn, like, yes, me personally, I can never, like, I won't date a guy that doesn't give head, like, because it, like, technically, like that's a major thing that we don't have in common. Sorry.
That's wrong.
So
even if the dude has everything.
I would never know. I'm sorry. So if you are the dude that, you know, if you don't give head, I'm sorry. You're not the one for me. You're not. Because I won't pretend. I won't hold. I won't. Because I will cheat. And I would cheat just for that, and that's bad. Like, I probably would like the way that you put it down, and I would love you as an individual. But me, you know, me being a person who, you know, I like it, you know, I enjoy it. That's something that I'm used to. So to get into something and that has to be taken away from me, and that's something that I probably, it wouldn't be for the good. I would have an attitude. It would just be a mess. So to avoid that, I would try to find, you know, still try to find similar certain qualities, but with the nigga that gives head.
Word. I don't know. I ain't never met a girl that ain't never give head, so. I mean, there's a gay out there, but.
I don't see how any dude thinks that it's fair. I mean, like, I'm very big on saying, like, you just can't suck everybody's dick. You just can't eat everybody's pussy. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do that. But when you're in a relationship and you guys, you know, and you trust one another and it's, you know, you guys are both, you know, clean and whatnot and you whatever and you guys are doing that, like, it is what it is. Like, I just don't see where I can't, like, and a guy, like, I don't see how you could always want, like, you would want that and don't think that the female wouldn't want that.
Mm. Understandable. I see it that way, too. I mean, but I understand the now that it's, you're presenting your case more clear, now I understand. Because, I mean, I was never like that. I'm one of them dudes that I'm always excited, even when it's me and my girl. I'm always excited, like, yo, let's go here, let's try this. Because I'm shit. I mean, I trust her 100%, so, you know what I'm saying? With me trusting 100% and that being the girl I want to be with, so I might as well try everything with her dick. So some people ain't like that, though. I don't understand it, but.
They're not. But wait, because I have another question, too. Black, what do you think about what we were just talking about as far as, you know, not, you know, if it's wrong for her to go out there, you know, and just go get head because you're not giving it to her and your husband?
Well, it's like this. If you can't, you know what I'm saying, this is where communication comes into play, you know what I'm saying? And if that's your girl, that's your man, whatever, you know, y'all should be able to talk and be like, look, when we first got together, yo, you used to suck my dick after breakfast, after lunch, when I came into work, and now that we've been together 5 years, I'm like, if I get my dick sucked on my birthday and I ain't liking it, you know, something got to change. And vice versa. You know, ladies have been like, you know, back in the day, you see my pussy for 10, 15 minutes straight. Now what can you do for 15 seconds? What? You know, find out what's up. But see, the thing about it is, men and women, once we first hook up, you know, we do that shit, A, to impress, B, to, you know, keep them, you know, on the team or, you know, keep them around, so to say. So, but once we have them and it's been some time and they're still there, you know, like you said before, we get comfortable. Like, fuck, I ain't not doing no more. She ain't going nowhere. You know, she, I ain't got a sucker tech no more. He ain't going nowhere. He know I'm the best thing ever happened to him. And then that's when you catch motherfuckers on Maury. did you have oral sex with such and such during the time you two on a break? And a lie detector determined that was a lie. That's how that shit happened.
Sure.
You know, so if it's that shit, I say, yo, whatever, lit that fire, you got to keep it to keep that fire go. You know what I'm saying? Because once you take out the accelerant, you know what I'm saying, once you take the gasoline out the equation, you ain't got no fire. So everything... So this goes for the men and the women. Anything that you was doing in the beginning that kept it spontaneous, that kept it all spicy and kept the shit good, has you, you know, tell me what, like, yo, say, yo, this girl, yo, my girl, say, yo, excuse me, yo. All that shit that y'all was doing in the beginning, y'all got to keep that going. Y'all got to keep it up, because what happens? Get comfortable, then once you're comfortable, I don't care if you're sitting on the most comfortable chair in the world. After a while, your ass is going to get tired. Your ass is gonna hurt because you done sat through all the cushion, and now you're hitting the bare, and now you're hitting the bare wood of the chair. So what you gonna do? You wanna get up and go sit somewhere else where it's more comfortable. Now I'm saying, so just because it's comfortable don't mean it's always gonna be there. You know, you gotta get up, let the cushion take back its original shape, so your butt print come out of it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it. You gotta keep getting up. You gotta keep going at it. That's all I'm going to say about that. Like, hey, ladies, if you suck a dick in the beginning, keep sucking dick. Fellas, if you was eating pussy in the beginning, eat pussy now. All right? Like, spice shit up. Ladies, if you suck a dick and you don't swallow, if you want to spice shit up, swallow one time. Let them shoot on you. And, fellas?
I might, to each his own, like Black said, if that's what you want to do, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure not every nigga gives a fuck about if you swallow his cum. I mean, maybe y'all do, like, maybe y'all take offense to a girl that sucks there and basically be like...
Mouth and don't bite it.
What?
Most niggas would be happy if you just put it in your mouth and don't bite it, all right?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, that's why, like, I don't think really a lot of niggas care about, you know, if you come up off the dick and you just be like, and spit it out. Like, I don't think that's really care.
No, right. Like I said, but yeah, but see, if you're doing that in the beginning, right, and whether you swallow or spit or whatever, but if you going at it like you trying to get Robitussin or whatever out of it, and then once you guys been together for a few years and that shit just stops,
we're
like, what the fuck?
No, because how about I've been swallowing your cum for fucking 2 years. I'm tired of swallowing, so
why
I just want to spit it out now. Like, I don't, I'm probably filled up already. Like, I don't need to, like, I'm
like
just,
I said,
I mean.
That could be fine.
All right.
But at least
you don't fucking dick.
I mean, it I don't think it would matter. If it's going in a woman's mouth, it's just going in her mouth. She can spit it out, swallow it, doesn't matter.
I mean, don't get me wrong, ladies. I mean, you may or may not get cool points. I don't know, because like I said, like we're saying now, like, I don't think it matters. I don't think some guys pay attention to that. You know what I mean? Like, okay. But, and it might get you cool points if you do. You might be the one to him because you swallow. You know what I mean? But I don't.
Shit.
It may not even fucking make a difference. Like, really? Just know that every time, you know, at least every time, you know, when you come, like, you know, he's swallowing, looking up your shit, so.
I'm gonna try to get a poster and I'm gonna sponsor it by Black. It's gonna say, ladies, if you were sucking dick, suck a dick. Well, niggas, if you're eating pussy, eat a pussy.
Like, yo, if you was doing it in the beginning, yo, keep doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's where That's where you get the room to do other shit for, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's going one way and then it stops, yeah, niggas are going to want that shit again. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are going to want to, hey, you sucked my dick because it was Tuesday and it's Valentine's Day. What's up?
But you know what? But you know what? You know what? You know what? Okay. So, okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because you guys are guys, you know, and, like, you know, I be listening to, like, I'm always around men and I'm always talking to them and always, like, laughing in here. And I'm always around females, too, and, like, I'm always, like, laughing and talking to give them advice, too. So what would you say about this situation? A guy and a girl, the guy and the girl, they've been friends for a long time. Like, you know, they've been friends, like, you know, throughout maybe let's say about 10 years. They've been friends for 10 years, knowing each other for 10 years. And throughout the 10 years, you know, they always kept in contact. They may not have been, like, physically, you know, around each other, you know, for 10 years straight, but they always kept in contact. And whenever they did, it was cool. They start now, you know, as a female, because that's the male friend, she always will go to him, you know, with guy situations. He's always known, like, some of the dudes that she's dated, you know, and maybe it will be vice versa. Okay, now time around comes and they start talking and they want to actually try to, you know, make something work, because now he's saying, like, damn, like, honestly, like, let you sit there and go through guy after guy knowing that they weren't good for you, and I honestly feel like I'm the one, just, you know, just knowing you and knowing what you go through and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she's kind of, because she knows him, she kind of trusts him, so they're trying to actually make something work. Okay, so now they're talking, you know, they're, you know, going out here and there, you know, he enjoys being around her company all the time, and she, you know, likewise or whatever. They have sex already, cool. So now, like, you know, they're starting to tell each other that they love them and whatnot. He never really said, like, this is, you're my girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? And she never said, like, okay, well, this is my man. But he feels like, why should we have to say titles in order to, like, you know, play the part of the position? So time goes on, and the female feels like, you know how females are, they're a little bit emotional, and they kind of take certain things, you know, more serious than men do. So she's just in the back of her mind like, damn, he wants to always be around me, take up my time, he wants to always have sex with me, but yet he's not my man, so I don't feel like I need to always have to have sex with him when he wants to, go out with him when he wants to go out, chill around him when he wants to chill. You know, how do you guys take that into consideration? You are showing a girl the whole girlfriend like type of treatment, but yet you won't say that. But then have such high expectations, like when it comes down to like girlfriend duties. Like, what is that?
I mean, I had situations like that.
Black, why are you laughing?
Well, my thing is, or here's my thing. If me and the lady hook up, like, cause see, at the same time, shit happens because you put too much power and give too much gravity, too much weight on a fucking label. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, why do I have to say you're my, you know, why do I have to say you're my girlfriend? Like, what, do you sleep better at night? But, you know, but I feel like this. We're together. We got something that's real good going.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's good. I see you. You see me. We get together. We do the damn thing. I make you a bowl of cereal in the morning. You go about your fitness. That's just what it is. But it's once, you know, people go to that label and shit, yeah, that's my wifey, that's hubby, that's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend, that's my fiance. That's where all the pressure comes in. Because now, oh, that's, okay, now I'm calling her my girlfriend.
Okay, so would it be, exactly, okay, I've heard things like that. Like, you know, sometimes when people label anything, that's when shit fucks up, you know what I'm saying? But so is it wrong for the female to say now, okay, well,
he may be doing things, you know what I'm saying, like my boyfriend, he may be investing all his time, he may be buying, you know, surprising me with this, pick, you know, sending the flowers and always every, you know, all of that, you know, he may be doing the things I'm away from, but that's not my man. So is it wrong for her to, you know, like still talk to other people and still, you know, kind of do her and shit? No.
It's not wrong. No, it's not wrong for her. You're not her boyfriend. And she's not your girlfriend. At the end of the day, I mean, the label does hold a lot of weight, like with people sometimes.
To me,
sometimes
the label kind of sets a bar, and it doesn't have to set the bar to like the height, to like the extreme.
Yeah.
To me, you know what I'm saying? But just if that's what it is to me, like if you don't tell me you're a doctor, like, and if I don't see that physically, you know, observantly, then I'm not gonna think that you're a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like.
I mean, that's why if she was to go out and do what she wants, she wouldn't be wrong. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You could do all that and everything else, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's a label, but at the same time, it's just letting the person know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been in situations like that, and I've done what I want to because at the end of the day, because I wanted to be Shorty's boyfriend and all that, and they was like, you know, they was looking at me like, you know, it's only a label and shit. And I'm like, well, if it's only a label, we still friends, so I'm going to do what I want. You feel me? So, that's how I feel.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. But, kid, if you're not, you know, if you're not doing anything, I definitely do want to get into commercial break, and I do also want to talk about another thing about relationships, and that can kind of alter. And I do kind of want to get your advice, only because you are in a relationship, so you don't mind. All right, cool.
No.
So, black. You already know, let's get into some old school shit. Let's bring it back. And you're definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs. I house your head game, as most of y'all know. And we definitely got Brooklyn Black in the building from Pregame Radio. And we have at K Continental, one of the All Barbs promoters. So let's get it.
Oh, man, I don't even know if I should slow it down, keep it fast paced, like.
It's whatever you want to do, because I'm curious to know. So don't tell me. It's just spin.
Gotcha.
From the corner of my eye. Now, baby, bring it on. Don't be frontin' on your baby boo. wanna know is what's up with you. How can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me. It must be voodoo, cause baby I want you. About so big, about so small, about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this gift. Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my missus will start to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep me strong for the tours. Brother man and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me. Big T, I'm out.
Away from me. Makes me keep on.
guys. We're definitely back on my web radio. So you had to play I Wanna Be Down.
That's my shit.
My shit. You know, it takes
both of them is my shit.
I can't even. I both of them shit. The things you do. This is what I'm saying. Like keeps me running back to like. This is what I'm saying. So the shit can't change up. It can't switch up. Like, cause I, those are the things that keep me running back to. But I Wanna Be Down. Like I know all the words to that song. Like if I was singing along so loud.
I was sitting there dancing around. And they tripped over my cat a few times. It's all good. She be all right. Word up.
Fucking good music, yo. I'm telling you. Taking it back. But, yes. Another thing I kind of wanted to talk about, too. Situation where, okay, you have a, you're in a relationship with someone, and, you know, you're a smoker, you know what I mean? And this person, like, they used to smoke, but they used to actually smoke with you. But they stopped because, you know, they're trying to get jobs and, you know, straighten their life up, you know, get it together a little bit or whatever, clean it up. And, you know, more power to you. Great. Mm-hmm. You're living with this person and everything. And, but you know, you on the other hand, you got your job, you know, you fucking want to smoke because you had a long ass day at work and you want to slap shit out your boss. And I'm saying, so would you still smoke and then hide it? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like from your significant other, the person that you're in a relationship with, or would you kind of, you know, set some common ground? Because you only want that person to understand, like, look, this is what it is, and do it anyway.
Nah, I mean, personal experience, I hide it. Because I do it right now. I be smoking black and my own cigarettes, weed, and I be like, I go to my girl, she be like, you smoking? I'm like, nope.
No. And that's crazy because I know, you know, and this is what I'm saying, because I know a person that's going through it right now. And, you know, and it's kind of awkward because, you know, you're a smoker, that's what you do, and, you know, blah, 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 and, like, you're literally hiding it from the person, and now the person is kind of catching on, and it's kind of like, you know, like, look, like, were you smoking? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, but why would you have, like, to me, I don't know. Like, and I feel like that's such a risky, because, like, now to the other person, you're hiding it, you know, you're looking sneaky. You know what I mean? Like, kind of sort of lying to the person.
But
don't you think, Black, what you think? What do you think is at best interest, like, with the person don't know won't hurt them, hide it all the time, and just clean your shit up, make sure you got the visor and the clear eyes, make sure you got the cologne, make sure you got the Altoids going before you walk into the house? Or would you just, you know, try to set some common grounds, like, look, I know you don't like it. Or in this situation, I kind of feel like the person doesn't want that person to smoke anymore because they're somewhat kind of mad that they can't smoke right now. So it's like, I'll be in to smoke. I don't know. I could be wrong. But, Black, what would you do?
All right, with me, anyone that knows me, they know. I puff like a chimney. It's what I do. So if you're going to deal with me, you know that's what I do. Like, hey, if you don't like it, fine. I'll do my best to respect your wishes. And, like, if I'm coming to see you, I'm not going to come to your crib smelling like an ounce of kush. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm not going to, you know, be real obnoxious or blatant with it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm going to respect your feelings because you're not going to tell me, oh, you got to stop smoking. Because if a chick tell me, try to, like, you know, like, yeah, look, you accepted me smoking before. So it really, you know what I'm saying? It's what I do. I'm not going to change it, oh, because if I stop smoking, I might have a chance with this hot chick. No. Fuck that. She's going to know I smoke. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing is she got to accept it, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, she go about her merry way because either or, I'm still going to smoke a blunt after she walk out the house.
Mm-hmm.
whether it's accepted or not, it is who I am, and that's what I do.
Don't get it twisted. You know, because I've known, you know, like, I mean, you know, I can't even downplay the situation so much because, you know, I've known some people. I've known couples. And, you know, one of them recommended the other, like, you know, I think you need to slow down or quit. Not because, you know, they were trying to change that person, but because, you know, they only kind of sort of wanted them to get it together and to kind of, you know, it was, they were seeing that it was becoming a downfall. So they were, because they loved them so much and, you know, they live with this person, they were just trying to do them a favor by kind of talking to them, even if it didn't necessarily happen, but because, you know, they actually sat there and explained or told or, you know, had a conversation about the situation, about them smoking so much, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just feel, look, like Black said, I won't. Like, I hate to, you know, hide the fact that I do anything because it's just like, while I'm doing it, if you happen to call me, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's an opportunity. So I feel like, you know, yeah, if I date somebody who's like, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I'm like, fuck.
I'm like, damn, yo.
I mean, let's take it off the aspect of getting with them. What if it's somebody you just want to fuck that one night and you have to just stop smoking for that one night? You wouldn't stop smoking and be like,
because, see, if it's a relationship thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, after that, it comes to a personal decision like, yo, all right, I'm with her. She knows I smoke. She accepts the fact I smoke, but she really doesn't like me doing it. Now, do I care about her that much to stop doing it, or am I just still going to do it? And also, like, what a lot of people tend to misconstrue their vices, once it takes a hold of your normal day-to-day life, then you got a fucking problem. Like, if you sell your Xbox games to buy a house, you got a fucking problem.
I know people that's like that. Like,
put on their ass all day and buy an ounce and go through that shit.
That's crazy.
Huh? You know, guys that do what?
That'll sell Xbox games and shit.
Games just so you can buy an ounce.
They'll sell their shit to get an ounce because they want it. They just be weedheads. They be going so hard. Like me, I'm not really like that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I meet a person, they be like, yo, you smoke? Ill. I be like, and then I'm more like, in the defense, like, I feel a type of way, but I'll be like, you know what? I feel offended, like, damn, like, and I'll put it out and be like, all right, yo, I'm not smoking. But that's my word. Some people will blow smoke in your face. They don't give a fuck about that.
You know what's so funny? Because I know how you felt, because I've been in a situation where I fucking ran into this. Oh, my gosh. This guy is so fine. Oh, my gosh. Like, he's when you look at him, you knew he didn't do anything bad. You knew he just did everything right. Like, just took care of himself, everything, gym, all of this, yoga, fucking dermatologist, everything. Like, he was just, like, immaculate to me. And you know, we talking or whatever, we're having conversations, and, you know, we actually talked enough to where we went out on, you know, a little date, whatever, dinner shit. So the questions pop up, getting to know, you know, that whole spare time as you're eating, you know, you have the appetizer waiting for the, you know, the entree, and, you know, just talking, sipping on your drink. And it's like, so do you drink, do you smoke? And he asked me first, so when I gave my answers, you know what I'm saying, and then when I, you know, reversed the questions on him, and he told me no to either one of them, I felt like, damn, if we could just go back and I ask you first and then you ask me.
Yeah, you feel like that, you dig? So.
You know what I mean? And I would just say no. Just so I know, I'm guaranteed it was a second date. Like, you don't think that I'm just, like, alcoholic that likes to drink and get fucked up and then, you know. No. But, you know, those questions are what me personally, like I said again, I cannot hide it. Like I said again, there's one thing I can't do. I cannot date anybody that does not give head. You know what I'm saying? I cannot be married to somebody and they do that and they stop doing it after a while. And I cannot hide the fact that I do anything, especially the hobbies that I enjoy, the little things that kind of, you know, that relax me or get me happy or whatever the case is. I can't, I can't hide that, even though I know a lot of people do just because of, you know, certain situations. But I would have to test some common ground. Like, look, I know you don't like it, but I just feel bad every day coming home to you telling you that I'm extra tired, and I'm really not.
Yeah, it's true. It's different for me because I was always a good dude. So they always like, oh, like when my girlfriend's parents, they met me, and they were like, you know, he's a good kid and all that. But when they found out I smoke, they was looking at me like, you smoke? They smoke cigarettes too. But they looked at me like, you smoke? And I'm looking at them like, yeah. And I'm looking like, really? Like, damn, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the same thing you doing. So you looking at me like I'm different. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just it was kind of a funny situation. Like when people look at me like that, they're looking at me like I have three heads or some shit. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just put this shit out, and I ain't smoking around this person again.
Something like that. You know, you go and meet your girl's parents. Of course, you're not gonna want to do that, at least until you're comfortable, or you know, they come to your house. Come to your house, they can't tell you shit.
Right. So it's even with like my girl. Like with my girl. She comes and she'll be like, you smoke a cigarette. I'm like, no. And she'll be like, yes, you did. And the next thing you know, she'll be like, oh, I'm not talking to you because you smoked a cigarette. And I'm like, yo, it is like, you ain't going to talk to me, really? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's that type of thing. Usually I'll be like, you know, leave me the hell alone. I don't really care. But then some days I'll be feeling bad. Like, damn, she does care about me and she cares about my health. So maybe she doesn't want me to smoke because of my health and stuff.
Right. Exactly. And those things, you know. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't downplay the situation because, like, you know, they could definitely genuinely care for you and just not want certain things to happen or certain situations, you know, like your health and, you know, they don't want to see you not because you choose to do different things that's going to slow you down, you know, but as far as, you know, but it's just, like, it is what it is because my whole thing is, like,
yeah.
She cares, but you still continue to do it.
Yeah,
you know, and you still continue to do it. You know, so this is my sample. If it's going to be like that, then it should just kind of be set in stone.
Yeah, I know Black ain't going to give a fuck. Black is sitting there smoke right in your teeth. He look like a person that do that shit. That's that Brooklyn shit. Blow it right in your face. Nah, I'm chilling.
You know, like I said, I'm going to smoke. Like I said, my girl, her parents, if I got to go to their house, fine. I may smoke a little so I get a little nice and mellow. But then after that, you know, I'll throw in the smell. Because, like, you know, back in high school, stress was low, throw some into my mouth, got some Visine, you know. But if they come to my house, shit, they lucky they don't get no smoke inhalation. But come, you're like, get the fuck out of my house.
That's how it be, though, yeah. I don't know.
I think I'm not that rude. Even if, you know, I still think with me, you know, like I still wouldn't, even if my boyfriend's parents smoke, you know, I still wouldn't smoke around them per se just because, you know, and I'm grown. And even if they come to my house, and even if, you know, whatever, like, I still probably wouldn't. I think they'll probably have the onesie, like, slip up and see me doing it for me to be comfortable for doing it. Like that one day where their son stressed me out and I'm sitting in the middle of the street and I'm smoking a cigarette and his mother is just like, what's wrong? Like, I think it would have to be at a situation like that for her to know that or for her to see me smoking a blunt and for her to be like, damn, like, going on? Versus me just, as I see everybody in, you know, in the basement, chiefing it up. Like, you know, I just don't in the middle because I'm like, oh, this is Cousin Jay and this is your mom's nephew. No.
That's crazy. That'd be crazy. You'd be hiding out smoking, trying to blow it down and all that.
Yo, I ain't do no bullshit like that since high school. You know? You know, you go to the side of the school and shit, you know, try to get your hits in and mind you'll be six niggas on the L so you passing before the fucking security guard come outside because you know somebody gonna smell that shit. You know, I'm a grown man. I shouldn't have to hide to smoke. You know, I do what I do. I work hard. I support my own habit. I ain't stealing. I ain't robbing to get the money for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I got to do. And, hell, I want to smoke a blunt here and there. Well, when here and there comes about every other hour or so. But still, I like to do that, and I feel like I have the right to do that. Why? Because, hell, I work. I do all it just like the rest of y'all non-smoking motherfuckers do. But I do what I do, and you do too. I'm not going to a vegan to be like, hey, you shouldn't eat that thing because it's fertilized as shit. Leave the fuck alone. Let me smoke my blood. You eat your plants. And the world keeps spinning.
I mean, guys are different. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys are different. I mean, you have some bitches out there that don't give a fuck either. Whatever. But me, I'm just not going. I don't know. Like I said again, it has to take a situation for them to even see me doing it, and then for it to just be like, all right, yeah, it's something that I do. Like, drinking, see, it's different. Like, drinking with the family, like, you know what I'm saying, and possibly even one day getting fucked up around your, you know what I'm saying, your boyfriend's or your girlfriend's parents, like, on some
No, accident. You don't want to do that.
Nah.
But I would rather that happen versus them see me getting lifted.
Nah, you bug it.
Nah, you're bugging.
Nah, you bugging, yo.
I'm bugging.
Maybe it's the guys, like, we don't, like, me personally, I would not, my girl's family and shit, yeah, I may have a drink, have a beer, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not going to sit there and get drunk with them niggas, because I'll fuck around, hey, Pasolo, where the hell was that? You're like, what? You know?
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, mm-hmm. Like, I felt like, and it's crazy because, like, the dudes, like, the any of my female cousins that introduce, like, guys, like, they don't like bringing their boyfriends and nigga that they're talking to seeing at the time around my family because I have, like, a set of uncles, like, you know, the OGs, whatever. And they drink mad moonshine and shit like that, and they get to a point where they start talking mad shit, so they violate, and you're not family, so they are going to see how far they can get with you. And it's a fucking, it's always a hysterical moment at any family event I have that they're there and that people do come from the outside because, and, you know, and it also goes for the guys, like, you know, if they bring females, like, they said that they'll try to hit on them, see how what they would say, and just all different types of, it's always funny, but, like, I've witnessed, like, my uncles, like, fucking getting these, you know, the guys fucked up. And then, like, making them go inside my bathroom and be, like, staying in until I tell you to come out. And these niggas would be so fucked up. They're over my toilet, just in the bathroom, trying to get out. But my uncles have the door. They're holding it.
I didn't see them make it.
Wow. So I'm just advising, like, not to get fucked up around my family only because, like, they, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It's just them. Because it's just them, though, because the rest of my family is so sweet. But it's just those that it's like four of them, you know what I'm saying? They're brothers. So they're just, you know,
Yeah, you ain't going to say a piece of cute uncles and shit.
It's a difference because, like, you know, smoking is just, it's just different. Like, I be in chill, like, zoned out mode. And I wouldn't want them to see me, like, eyes glossy. Me just like staring. Like, I would rather be fucked up because it's just. I drank and I had a little bit too much to drink and it's. Oops, I'm sorry. And
it's never that easy.
It's more forgivable. I think it's more forgivable.
You serious?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine. So think about it this way. Imagine.
Come on, my family. Yeah. You are fucked up. Yeah, we'll forgive you. But every time you come around, we're gonna joke about that shit.
Yeah. They'd be like, damn, remember that time you were stuck over the toilet throwing up? Mine, you know, versus, oh, remember that time you were stuck in space? I'd rather be stuck in space. I'm sorry. I'd rather be fucking high. I mean, even with being high, you still got a little bit of control of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Drunk, you throwing up all over the place, you falling out and shit. That's too much, yo.
Nah, I like it. You going out to drink, nobody should have to babysit you. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should have to be carrying you and shit like that. Like, yo, if you home, fine, fuck it. Get fucked up in your crib. Fall out your house. You at your house. That's what you do. But if you're going out and you at somebody else's crib, like, you know, have some decorum with your shit. You know what I'm saying? No, you're like, hell, one time I went to the all-boss mansion, got lit. But I wasn't able to walk out on my fucking own.
you did. We got so lit at the All Barbers Mansion. Yes, we did.
Like,
yes,
yo, we went there, and then we went to, like, a barbecue, and we had more shit there. You know what I'm saying? we was there, but at the same time, I was still able to pull the show off.
I was still walking in high heels.
I was able to pull the show off. You know what I'm saying? And still have fun and joke and bullshit. And ain't nobody have to air me out. You know what I'm saying? Nick ain't have to clean up no throw up and none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold up. Nikki, would you clean the Black's his throw up and all that shit?
Would I play him?
Would you clean up his throw up and stuff? If he would have thought
Okay, let me just explain something. Like,
what?
I don't just let me explain something about me. Like, I'm the type, right? If I see your throw up and it's like really nasty, I'm gonna wanna throw up. So I don't think maybe I would wanna like help him out to where, you know, I'm not, because I hate for somebody to leave me all messy. Like, somebody gotta be that, either the fake mother or the real mother of the group, you know what I'm saying? To just suck it all up. Like, fuck it, you know, just wipe it up because it's throw up. But I get nauseous off of shit like that, so I'm a pass. Because if he didn't want, if he got felt the same way with me, I would understand.
Holy, she was honest. Damn, that's funny. Yo.
That's wow. What you want to tag like, and then I had to do it this past 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? I was so mad, my homegirl. And Black, you actually know her. But I ain't gonna call no names. I love her to death, though. I'm not. And, you know, I just got off work. I got off work at 11:30. And I was tired. I was really tired. But she's always one of my friends who, you know, do go out. And every time she does go out, I always say, I'm gonna go. And then I never end up going, or it's always something. And she's just like, look. Like, this is the last time I'm going to ever ask you, like, forever, like, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, whatever. I'm going to go. I had a friend in high company, so I was like, so, you know, do you want to go? And it was like, all right, fine, that's cool. Like, a little bar, you know, bar, mini bar club thing. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's local or whatever. Not too local, but it's local. And she's there before me. I have to come home. I have to pregame on my own. When I came home, I had a long day at work. I had to change. I pregamed it. I end up leaving my house about 2 that morning. And, you know, because it's not too far, it's right there, getting the cab, and I'm there. By the time I get there, she's fucked up. Because it took her 20 minutes for her to even notice that I was the one grabbing her. And just grabbing her, like, I'm grabbing her stomach, I'm grabbing her side, and she's just like, you know, usually when you feel some type of, like, shit like that, you'd be like, what the fuck, who's that, like, what the hell? She didn't feel shit, you know what I'm saying? And it got to the point where, like, I had to mush a nigga, like, excuse me, because he was dancing with her, like, I'm trying to get to her. And she finally realized it was me, and then she starts grinding on me. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's drunk. So I noticed that. I noticed it off rip, so... No, for real. So I'm in, like, I was like, and I saw her on my shirt. I had on my jacket, my scarf, my fedora. Like, I wanted to get in there, take off my stuff. I was just like, can we go to the bathroom? Let's go to the bathroom. I have to use the bathroom. And I had to walk, assist her. She had no shoes on. She had on some type of flats. She came there with heels, stilettos, which she, at this point, she had on flats. And I noticed she was fucked up because I walked her to the bathroom. When I walked her to the bathroom, she... You know, that's when it all happened. And she just started, you know, letting it go. And I was just like, oh, my God, like, I still held her down. I still held her down. But I felt so nauseous. You know,
did you pull her hair back?
It. Huh?
Did you pull her hair back, make sure she ain't got her hair in the toilet?
I did that. I did all of that. I held her. I got some ice water. I was like, fuck it. I just took the ice off the water. I was rubbing it across the forehead. Got her, you know, I had her because that's my bitch. And I already, me and her, we had an episode, so this is kind of like one for one, you know what I'm saying? Because when I had my fucked up moments, these niggas was ready to, they were recording me because they wanted to blackmail me and put it on Worldstar. That's
how fucked up. That's a little bit too much.
Wow.
That's a little bit too much. Yeah.
Now, see, nigga like me, I just would take pictures and then I would have texted them shit to you later, like, yo, look at your ass last night.
Yeah, that's friendship, but that world star shit, come on.
Because I can hear them, because I can hear her saying it, and I could feel, you know, like it's just so slumped, like you, I could feel like the lighting of the camera. I could feel it, and I could hear her just talking shit like. But I just can't, and I was irresponsible, so I couldn't say anything. So it was just like, even though it didn't happen, but we kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was her night, though. You know what I mean? She was done. When I tell you that, no cabs wanted me. Well, I have, you know, I ended up taking her home because that's what best friends, you know, and bitches do. They don't, I would never, like, let her leave her there or let her still stay in that atmosphere and everybody's looking at her, fall all over the place. Like, you know, I took her home. But no cab wanted to, like, pick us up because they would look at us and then they would see her and they're like, oh, she's not throwing up in my cab.
That shit was funny, yeah.
No, and it's sad because like that night was cold and she just wants to go home. Like you just know that feeling, like you just want to go home, you want to go on your bed, like you just can't. You just want to be alone. You just want to be in your bed, and that's what it was. And everything is like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It's a weekend, so everybody's calling the cab.
Yeah, right. What? I mean, was the place far from wherever y'all was at?
It wasn't far.
She'd have walked it.
No, walking where? Because it was that, like, first of all, you see how black, you see how little I am. You know what I'm saying? So I was already holding her. Like, the person I was with, I had to, like, pass her off to him. Because I'm like, can you please just let her lean on you? Like, you know, he was kind of, like, holding her up. Because she was
wow.
Just, Daddy.
Wow. Funny.
It's not funny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, because shit. I mean, if it was, I was just gonna say if it's walking distance, you could have walked, but
not for nothing. It was actually walking distance on a night where you're not fucked up, like, and you're able to walk on your own.
Wow. Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but she was drunk, so fuck it.
I was saying I paid for the cab, all that, because I wasn't gonna let her go. Like I said again, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain things you do for certain people because you know, you already know. If I was fucked up outside, like anybody that I'm with, they're not allowed. First of all, they're not gonna allow that to go down. Like niggas gonna before they have me sit inside of a club or a lounge or a bar. Like that, I'm gonna go sit in somebody's car, or I'm going home. Like, it's no point. Like, once you're like that, technically, you're done. There's no point of you being out because you're not gonna be able to have a good time. Somebody's gonna have to watch you, and they're gonna feel like they can't have a good time because they came out tonight to have to be your babysitter. So it's one thing. Like, you're either gonna go home, or you're gonna just fucking keep up with everybody else.
Well, but you're a trooper, because
you are a strong individual for that one.
Because I would have been like, you know what, yo, we gonna have to walk. I would have been, chill, roll his ass.
Yo, I'd roll his ass. Like, yo,
no,
nigga.
Yeah, like, let me tell you, because, like, I had, like, it's not funny. Like, I don't, like, it's embarrassing. I don't, like, but I was, like, literally carried, like, out. Of a place, like, carry, like, over your shoulder, you know, like, just, you know.
Yeah, that's not embarrassing, because you carry a motherfucker over your shoulder, anybody else thinking that motherfucker done passed out, that motherfucker dead.
First of all, I was inside the bathroom. Like, the guy almost got beat up because he was, like, trying to go in the girl's bathroom to get me. And he was just like, no, my friend is in there. I have to get her. Like, she just texted me to tell me to come, please. Like, I have to go in there. She's in there. I promise, I swear to God. You know what I'm saying? And then when he did, he came and got me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was good. I just was like, I can't. You know, I'm always wearing heels, and I'm like, I can't walk. Like, I cannot walk. Like, you want me to get up, you want me to walk with you back through these packs of people, I can't do it. And I'm not about to take off my shoes and walk through the club barefoot. That's just something I'm not gonna do. So you have to carry me. But once he picked me up, like, that's when, like, all the liquor just, like, hit me. Like, I was done, and I had to get carried out. So that's something like how she was. So there was no walking. Walking where? I'm not Popeye.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, see, that's, I mean, it is what it is.
But yeah, like I said, we all have our moments. It just, it depends on, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys have gotten fucked up one time and your nigga looked out. And whether your nigga threw you on his couch, you know what I'm saying, whether he put you on, like, leaned you up against his shoulder and had his arm around you to walk with you, I'm pretty sure y'all went through that.
Yeah. Mine's is crazy. Mine's was my birthday last year. I just threw up everywhere, yo. I don't know. I was drinking Georgie. I drunk the whole damn bottle by accident.
Oh,
I didn't really know what it was about. No, I didn't. I didn't know what it was about. So I was drinking the whole Georgie, and my girl was like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. I'm chilling. So next thing you know, start throwing up everywhere. And my girl's looking at me like, you can't be serious. It's my house, though. So luckily, so she put me in the shower. And she said I was talking about cheeseburgers and all that shit. I must have been hungry and shit. So I threw up everywhere. Finally, I'm sitting on my bed. So all my friends is here. It's like 30 people in my crib chilling. But I knew all of them. So I'm on there with a towel on, balls out and all that. And they looking at me. I'm like, yo, fuck y'all niggas. So they looking at me like, yo, this nigga's crazy. Like, yo, but I had the time of my life, yo. But, you know, that's experience we all got to go through, you know?
Yeah, you know, everybody done caught an L. Everyone's caught an L. Some more than others, but everybody has caught an L with the alcohol. I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
everybody has caught an L. There's one time I was in my house drinking my sister, and we was just throwing back double spring like it was fucking water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's never a good story.
Back double strings. Next thing you know, she's like, she straight pushed me down the stairs, like. I'm so drunk, instead of like getting up, I just fall asleep at the bottom of the stairs. I wake up the next morning like, yo, what the fuck? Like, everybody catches the hell.
Yo, that's the craziest. Oh, your sister pushed down the stairs.
Yo, like, that's how, you know, it be like that sometimes because, you know, my sister, she's a mean girl. Me, I like to fuck around and harass people when I drink. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a drunk, so I'm a trickster. And I'm like that when I'm sober, so you can imagine me drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was fucking with her, and we playing around at the top of the steps. And she pushed me, I slip, I go all the way down. And instead of me just trying to get up, I just fuck around, knocked out, woke up the next morning like, yo, my back is killing me.
Yo, that shit is funny to me, yo.
But it happens. But the thing about it is, it happens. So now you know, for the next time, okay, instead of 10 shots of double springs, maybe I should stop at about 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because that's how you know your limits. You know, by taking them L's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I learned my lesson. Actually, I didn't. I plan on doing that again.
You know, because that only works for a couple of weeks. Like, and then you go right back to, because look how many times I was like, yo, I'm not going to drink anymore. Because I hated how the last time I was. But then you end up drinking, and then you end up going, may not be that bad, but then you end up having a bad night again, hangover. You know what I'm saying? You like, fuck, like, I'm not going to drink no more. And you niggas like, you said that shit?
Word.
Like, and you said that shit like 4 times already, man. Like, I don't believe you. Like, you're always still gonna drink. Just take 2 weeks off, and then that's it. Like, I've drunk, birthdays are, I would say, kind of, you have a pass, because on my birthdays, the year before last, like, I got so drunk that, like, I made it home, but I didn't, like, make it, like, inside my house. Like, I dead ass fell asleep, like, outside. Like, outside my door. No, it's not. My legs all open. You know, my fucking hair. My hair is looking like I just had rough sex, but it's not. It's due to, like, probably shifting my head on the back of the gate, like, my gated door. You know what I mean? And then it's just, like, my neighbor getting really scared. Like, what the fuck happened? Because she thought, like, something really happened to me. She thought I was raped. She thought something. She thought I was hurt. She was, like, ringing my doorbell. Like, oh, my God, please, somebody open the door. I'm like, oh, my. When I heard her screaming, I was just like, oh, my God, what is that? And I just had to, like, get up, and I was just so embarrassed because everybody was just looking at me like I was crazy. I still crawled up the stairs, like, I was just so drunk, like, so drunk. And then last year's birthday, like, every cup of liquor that I had, like, it just, my hands was, like, see-through. Every cup that I got, every drink that anybody poured me, it just went straight on the ground. The flow was drunk courtesy to me. I couldn't do shit on my birthday this year. Like, I couldn't dance. I couldn't do anything. I just sat there and just, like, you know, moved my shoulders because I was just too nice. And just trying to cover up the drinks that I spilled around me. Like, seriously.
Word. Yeah, man. Yeah, I want to see Nikki drunk, but that shit sounds so funny, yo.
Oh, that sounds hilarious,
right?
Black see me semi, you know what I'm saying? So Black knows what it is, like, to drink. Like, I think that night we were just, like, we were just doing a lot. Like,
we were just chilling because we were still in work mode and shit, you know. Mm. We was in work mode doing the damn thing. It just so happens, like, in between. Drink. We'd have a blunt. We'd have three more drinks and a couple more blunts. Next thing you know, you take an account of what the fuck we did. We like, yo, niggas should be passed the fuck out by now, but we still going.
Word.
Exactly. And then we did the show, and then it's crazy because, like, I think too that night after you and Hoffa left, me and Miss A, we still went out. Didn't we go out that night? You did.
Yeah.
We sneaked off. We had to go bust some wines real quick. We had to go take care of some business. We snuck off, and we went out, and it was just wild from there. But I mean, I'm cool. Like, I mean, I may just be a little bit extra, but at least, you know, for the most part, I'm not belligerent. Like, I'm not one of those people that get drunk and want to start fights with everybody. Like, you.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
You know what I'm saying? Or the one to start just spoiling shit for everybody. Like, you're not going to tell her that she's adopted? For real? Damn. You know, I'm not one of those.
Wow.
You're not going to tell her fucking father? For real? You really not? When we going to tell her? Like, I'm not one of those, like, to start shit drama or anything like that. But I'm cool. I'm silly.
Nah, she's cool. Yo, she just... I tell you this much. She'll let the accent slip, and she won't even realize it. Like, she'll be talking to regular Missy, you know. She'll put some pack on, and she'll be like, yo, when the fuck did we go to Jamaica?
I heard that my other nationality seems to, it comes out a lot. I don't know why that is. I have to talk to my doctor about that.
You should talk to your doctor? Wait.
Yeah, I have to talk to my doctor about that.
So you speak Patois and everything else?
Yeah, but it only comes out, like, it only comes out maybe if I'm, like, it only really comes, because I'm, you know, I'm living in the United States, but it only comes out if I'm mad, per se, or, like, I'm drinking. Like, I try to feel like Britney Spears on niggas, like, you know how, like, remember she was, like, talking British and shit? That's me. So, damn, I kind of do gotta. I gotta get that under control. I don't know why I do that, and I do. I've been told that it's not funny. I gotta talk to my doctor about that. Like, you have any idea?
That's funny.
You know, she'll be all regular Nikki Bob's that we know. Next thing you know, she sound like the girl that worked at Golden Crust. I'm like, wait a minute.
No, he didn't, yo.
That's fucked up. No, because it do, like, and that's crazy. Black, that's so fucked up how you blew me up, though.
Now I want to hear it. Now I got to be around, because I want to hear that shit.
Like I said, I got to be mad. I got to be really mad. Or I'm going to be drinking. And then you're going to be like, who the fuck is that?
Yo, that sounds... Wow. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Nikki. Shaking my damn head. S-M-D-H.
Okay, let's get into one more commercial before we get up out of here.
Let's go.
You are live and direct on All Bars Radio, hosted by the lovely Nikki Bob, Sneer, Brooklyn Black, on the ones and twos. We got the K Continental in the building. 347-857-4302. On Twitter, ladies and gents, because I think everybody is tweeting about this madness that we got going on right now.
Word.
Yes.
Mhm.
Oh man, I dropped the record.
Oh no. This thing is wild.
That was funny, but I think I definitely think we need to.
But get into the song though, because you know what? Honestly, get into the song though, because honestly, like I really do. I have one more, like I kind of have a story, and I don't know, like if this is cool or not.
No, let's get to the story. Let's get to the story. Right. Let's go.
All right, wait.
Good.
All right, good. I'm gonna get into what's going. Like another drunk story is, I've been the one to like give head till the person throws up because they were drunk.
Oh God!
What?
Should
I have let that slide? You know what I'm saying? Like I mean, they were fine. Like you never gave somebody head and they did something really really weird afterwards. But like I have, and like the person threw up because they were drunk. They had a little bit too much to drink, and like they were fine throughout the whole process. But it was the time. It was the part where it was, you know, that time, and after they just like threw up.
That's some next level shit.
I've seen a video of some shit like that.
I've never, ever seen anything like that.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, these ratings have to go up because this is the next shit. I'm stuck right now. I'm eyes open. Like, I want to laugh so hard, but it's like, I don't want to wake up the building. I live in a building. I don't want to wake up the fucking building.
And they throw up. Like, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm going to, it's crazy because a lot of things happen, though, like, when you're drunk. Like, I've been known to say a whole bunch of shit, like, and I had to, like, really, really think about it, like, okay, maybe I can make that sound like something that I would say, but it's
word.
Like, yeah, I really said that shit, or I really did that. Did I really just sit there and, like, blow my nose and then do that? Because you're drunk, you don't know. Like, did I really just sit there and pee, like, on myself or on the floor because I thought it was a toilet because I'm drunk, because I'm laughing so hard? Let me tell you something. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I think this is when I first started like smoking, you know what I'm saying? And it was like upstate Middletown, New York. I was working with the white kids and I had like my first bong ever. It wasn't even a bong, it was a homemade bong. It was out of a soda can. And and we did that shit and you know, I'm sitting on my front, well my brother and his friend was sitting on the front steps. And I was just standing in front of him. And I had on, like, some, like maroon burgundy type, like, sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking. And they're like, yo, you peed on yourself. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Because I didn't feel it. I really didn't. I tried touching myself. And I'm like, no, I did not. And then they're like, yes, you did. And they're like, look at the ground. And then I'm like, oh shit! Like, and then my brother's like, I hate when you smoke. Like, you just do dumb shit. And I'm like, like, I really cheat on myself. Like, and I did not feel it. I did not feel it come out. I didn't feel it. I really did not.
Yeah, she sounded like she was about to cry because she didn't want to say to herself that she did. Like, she's trying to fight the fact that she did.
Yeah,
she's
like,
I didn't do it.
You know,
I know I did.
With a big West Side on their bed. You know, I didn't know.
I really can't believe it because every time I would look down at my pants, they look the same color to me. The maroon red. Like, I just couldn't, like, you know, like, and I guess it was kind of drying up on behalf, like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't see it. Until, but if I looked at the ground, though, yeah, I was like, what the hell? How does things like that happen? That's crazy. But that's, you know, like, now, I mean, I'm a vet, so I have it under control. Like, I'm not, I don't pee on myself, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, those are the drunken and fucked up stories and times, but yes, but
Man, because hell, even I got one, and this was back about group home days, and we talking at least about a good, let me see, 10, 11 years ago.
You still live in a group home?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm supposed to keep trying the truth. But anyway.
Okay.
You know, me and a couple of dudes, we were chilling in the park, and I was actually fortunate enough to be in the same group home with my older brother, and we actually separated about 3 months. And but that's another show. Ready?
For 3 months? I thought, you know, I'm saying, like, I'm thinking, like, you said, like, I thought you really said 3 years, but okay. All right.
3 months. Like, his birth, I'm sorry, 4 months. His birthday's in March, I'm in July, so 4 months. So, fuck it. We're there, and, you know, we had, you know, we called a couple of girls over to the park, you know, because the park is right across the street from the group home. That was where we did all our dirt and shit. And fucking, this girl, she came, she was drunk, and back in the day, group home niggas, you know, we thinking, you know, trains or big-ass orgies in the basement, whatever. We get them in the crib. Once we got them in the crib, we really knew what was up. So, this one girl, she comes and she's drunk and she's talking to us. And next thing you know, she just starts throwing up. So we're like, oh, God, yo, nobody better kiss this heifer. And then she's throwing up. And then she starts farting, like, real loud. We're like, yo, damn, like, hi. You can't, no more than compete. You can't do shit. We got to put you in the cab. But then the smell just gets a little bit too fucking putrid. Like, that smell is strong. Like, yo, you ain't just farting. Like, yo, you shit on yourself.
Oh, my gosh. But
see, the funny thing about she was throwing up and shitting at the same time in the park. And see, and this was way before camera phones. So there was no way for us to document this shit. There was no way for, like, yo, but, and then she had on black pants, and it was that type of runny diarrhea shit. Like, she had the blouse streaks going down her back.
That's disgusting. I mean, you know what though? I've even been on a date with somebody, and it was a guy. He was from the Marines. He's from the Navy. And you know, we went out. We went to the bar. We had let me not say we, because it was me. I had too many drinks, and not that I was fucked. what a night. But I wasn't like drunk to the point where like I was like wow or anything like that. I was just like I had to pee so bad. You know, like when the liquor starts running through you, like, you know, you just gotta pee and it's that long ass pee. But we were like in a car. Like, I tried to hold it so bad, like I was like, I'm not gonna pee in time. So, like, I didn't pee in his car, but when we got to the building, you know, it's, like, one of these buildings where, like, the fucking front door is, like, made out of steel. So, it's kind of, like, it can open if you pull on it hard enough, like, just in case you forget your key. Like, if you tug on it hard enough, like, it'll open. And he forgot his, like, he couldn't get his key out fast enough, so he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna pull open the door. And I ended up just peeing on myself right then and there, just right there. Just,
wow.
Just letting it go. I rolled my eyes and all of that. Like, I just let it go. And, like, I was so embarrassed. He was like, it's okay, you know, like,
aww.
You know, he's like, you're kind of cute when you're embarrassed. Like, I'm not,
he's real, though. At least he's real, because that nigga's still trying to rap.
I mean, that definitely did not stop our night, but, I mean, you know, he even gave me, like, a pair of his, like, even though, you know, I couldn't really fit them, but just the fact that he gave me a pair of his sweatpants, like, that he had, like, from his laundry bag. He's like, here, you can put these on for now, like, after you get out the shower. It was a little different thing. It was weird. Like, I let it go. Like, I just sat there. I even opened up my legs some more so that it wouldn't, like, really hit my feet and shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, yo, a nigga like that, that's a stand-up dude, and you ain't giving him the buzz after that. I'm just saying. Because, like, that's a,
like, yeah.
Right there.
You know what's so funny? Yeah, I did. I really did. And that's the night I tried some new shit. So, yeah, everything was fine after that. Like, everything was fine after that.
Good for him, because that's a stand-up dude right there.
Because, yo, I'm sorry, nigga like me, I'd have been laughing. I helped you clean up your shit, but,
because that's not, I had to pee. It's not like I just did on some drunk, was like, stupid shit. Like, I was literally hopping around in the seat on the way. So, you know, like, I had to pee. You knew that. And then you were trying your best, like, you live in a building, it's not your fault right now, you know what I'm saying? Okay, cool, whatever. Still got to go up some steps. So even, I just couldn't hold it, right? I couldn't hold it. Like, I just couldn't hold it.
Well, I still would have helped you clean up, but I'd have been laughing.
That's crazy, yo. Well, I'll tell the people of America and, you know, that's listening, if you see a woman peeing on the soap and speaking of hot spots, not Nikki, just run away. That's probably it. Nikki is my fucking homegirl, yeah. I don't give a fuck, yo. She's my homegirl, yo. No matter what, yo.
Exactly, please. Like, before we go, because I know it's about that time, but, and I'm sorry, like, and every nigga, well, not majority, or some niggas out there have literally, like, when they first started getting head, like, back in the day, when they didn't know what that whole coming feeling, like, the orgasmic feeling was, peed in a girl's mouth while she was giving them head.
I'm done.
Nah.
Yo.
I'm trying to, because my brain, like, yo, did she really just say that?
Yeah, I mean, if I was another person, I would say that same thing. I'm getting Facebook messages like that because I put it on, you know, I promoted this on Facebook.
I'm just saying, because, like, everybody know, like, I mean, maybe on your first come, like, your first, oh, my God, that. That when you know, like, you came, but, like, some people, like, they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know. They get those two feelings crossed, and they just let it go.
Wait. Because I got to ask. So, like, has that happened, like, you know, back in the day?
Yeah, but it's, like, it's literally, like, 9:59, though. We got, like, 1 minute to
wrap it up. I had hella fun with y'all. I ain't gonna lie, yeah.
Oh, I was young. We were young.
I don't know, dude, like, a dude get up in you and let it go when you thought he was nothing.
Shut up,
kid. Can't you see? Like, because me personally, I never, like, you know, I've never done that. Like, even when I started, you know, I never pissed in on a girl, you know what I mean? And thought I was coming. So I'm just asking, like, yo, how did that happen to you?
Don't diss the pissing, because the nigga wanted to pay me to pee on him. So don't diss it. That's nothing. For me to drink a whole bottle of Poland Spring before I get to you, where you want it?
In the toilet, goddammit.
Damn. You learn something about somebody every day.
Just saying, I would never let a guy do that to me. But I'm just saying stuff like it. I'm just saying, don't be so quick to be like, ew, because some people are into that.
I hear you on that one.
Word.
Yes, but until next time, aw, thank you for rocking out with us, kid. Oh my
no
god.
No doubt. This was so fun
for me. This is so cool. Definitely cool. Shout out to Chris. I see you over there getting on me on Twitter. He's saying, Brooklyn, like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
And then he was like, you a vet now, huh? Laughing my ass off. Whatever. Whatever, Chris. Whatever. But shout out to you, kid. Yes, my motherfucking homeboy. Yes, like right around the way. And it's crazy because I was in your territory today. Me, Lucky,
I was in Brooklyn.
Kid definitely lives in the Bronx.
Yeah, my Bronx dude.
And I was definitely in his territory today, and I had to go, you know, run by the beauty supply store because it's about that time for me to. No, get beautified, and I was like, oh shit, chill is from around here. That's crazy. So it's cool, but like I always say, don't give a fuck about what no one has to say about what you are doing, what you got going on, and especially if it's benefiting you and yours and it's not hurting anybody, do you, and try not to change up too much in relationships. Like, if you, like Black said, if you've been fucking it before, you know, keep fucking it. Keep doing it. Don't stop now. You know what I mean? Because that's when shit will get cray. And try not to get drunk and pee on anybody or, you know, fucking get drunk to when you're up and pee on yourself, you know, and don't do that. Let's try to have a great weekend for what it is. And good night. Mwah.
Good night.
And fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your two ladies. Don't fall for your scam. Protect the clam. Don't do your job. Rob a lot. And if you don't know the difference between orgasm and urination, you need your ass beat. But I'm definitely in the building. Rock the pregame radio tomorrow night, 10 p.m. So definitely be in the building. Same number. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Check out with y'all All Bars Radio on Tuesday, of course. Check out Peace Continental, man.
Yes.
Thanks. All right, have a good night, y'all.
Good night.